This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Last week, researchers revealed one of the biggest discoveries in the dinosaur world ever. Literally the biggest. When news came out about a 65-ton, 85-foot-long dinosaur found in Argentina. Allison Moyer is a PhD candidate studying molecular paleontology at NC State, and she was involved in the discovery. She joins me now. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Phoebe.
At a very busy time.
It is quite busy.
So let's just get it out of the way. This dinosaur is named Dreadnoughtus,
yes.
which is quite a name.
Yes.
What's the story with the name?
Sure. So as we were digging up and studying the bones, it became obvious very quickly that this was a very massive dinosaur. And so once we studied it and realized it would be a new species of dinosaur, one of the cool things as paleontologists, when you discover a new dinosaur, you get to name it. And so Ken Lacavara, who led this project, was thinking about some names, and it reminded him of the turn of the century battleships called the Dreadnoughts, which were pretty much impervious. And so he thought that this dinosaur was so large that it wouldn't have feared much of anything. And so the name literally means fear nothing.
And this dinosaur is literally like as big as a jumbo jet or almost like a battleship. So it does deserve a name like this.
Sure.
It's a gigantic thing.
Gigantic, yes.
And something pretty unique for you is that this Dreadnoughtus was actually the first dinosaur that you ever worked on.
It is.
9 years ago, which just shows you how much work this must have been.
Sure.
So what was your role in the discovery 9 years ago? You've been following it, of course, and working on it, but what was your initial role?
I was a member of the second field season to dig this dinosaur up. And so we went down for about 2.5 months, and our goal was to dig up these bones. And so in 2005, they had dug up several bones, and we were going back to continue to dig it up. And so in 2006, a group of eight of us went down and dug this thing up for 2.5 months, all day, every day, for a very long time. We worked really, really hard. And so that was the 2006 field season, and I went back again in 2007 and did the same thing for another 2.5 months.
And what part of the dinosaur were you working on?
There were many parts. I mean, it's one of the things that's so great about this dinosaur is how complete it is. And so, there were many of bones that I worked on. But in particular, I actually spent several weeks on a single neck bone, which is called the cervical vertebra. It's over a yard long. Just one neck bone.
3 feet long.
Yes. And I spent, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks working on this single bone. And it was quite a project to excavate it. And we used plaster jackets to protect them and getting that so we could safely be taken out of the ground so it could be loaded and so that it could be transported thousands of miles back to Philadelphia.
You know, I think that one of the things, I mean, I know nothing about digging up dinosaurs,
sure.
Except maybe I think I had a kit when I was little that I had like a little tiny brush.
Yeah.
This was a fake thing.
Yeah.
But this isn't just like this is hard, actual hard physical work.
You
need to be strong and, you know, and be able to get into your little positions.
Yeah, that's all part of it. And so it's funny because one of the reasons that I worked so intensely on that single neck bone was I was the only one flexible enough to get around it and below it to be able to excavate it. And so everybody has their role. And then, you know, another part of the dig site was hard rock that we had to get through. So somebody was pickaxing all day. That's exactly right.
And what's the most important key in digging something like this up? You mentioned kind of a plaster cast.
Right.
What do you have to be most concerned about in terms of preserving what you're trying to excavate?
Getting it transported safely is probably the most important. And so as you excavate, you usually try to actually leave some sediment around it to kind of protect it as another layer of protection when you then put that plaster jacket on. And so you try to stabilize it. There was actually times we were putting pieces of wood in bed frames we found in the trash to kind of support these jackets so that they could be transported safely.
Are there moments when you're about to lift something up or someone's lift something and that you're just crossing your fingers and kind of closing your eyes and saying, oh, please don't let this break?
Absolutely. And it happens. Things break. I mean, you'll hear a lot of stories from paleontologists where you use a truck and a rope and you're going to pull it and hope it doesn't shatter. And sometimes it does.
So this has been something that's been going on for 9 years, 10 years. How do people keep a discovery like this so quiet?
I think as scientists and everyone who's worked on the project has had just that sense of discovery has just been so awesome. And knowing that, you know, we wanted to make sure we did the science first before coming out with it, before giving it media attention, so that we had a grasp of how big it was, what it was, and all that. And so anybody who worked on the project and had the privilege of seeing these bones and parts of the project were just sworn to keeping it quiet and not revealing any photos and things like that. I think it was just, you know, it's hard work, and you just appreciate especially Ken Lacavara is, as the lead of this project, how much time and effort he put into this.
You've seen a lot of Dreadnoughtus. What's the bone that you think about when you actually are trying to think about just how big this thing is? What's the thing that sticks out to you?
Well, I mean, I'm biased, of course, but that cervical vertebrae,
like that neck.
that neck bone that I dug up is special to me. But it is. I mean, it's humongous. So that's one of them. The other one would be its thigh bone, the femur. It's about 6 feet long. So I have a picture of me standing next to it, and it's inches taller than me. And it's pretty amazing to think that this is just its upper leg bone.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to me about it.
Thank you, Phoebe.
Allison Moyer is a PhD candidate studying molecular paleontology at NC State and worked on the discovery of Dreadnoughtus. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.